So, somebody with nothing better to do.
Oh, that's not a problem. You know, we just ignore them. You know, people who don't have a life, you know, that's their problem. But anyway, yeah. I didn't know how, you know, by now, you know, I could do both.
He blanked out most of what you said, but I'm going to start swinging the beam around and getting a lead on this guy and see where he's at.
He's S6 over here in Levittown.
Hey, Steve, how's it going?
It's going, Carlos, it's going. KB2, TIA. Some equipment failure tonight here, and trying to repair it.
Oh, very good, very good. Yeah, you're sounding like...
Steve, did you say cigarette lighter and power outlet?
That's correct, Rock. Didn't get any of that, Steve. Very little of it. I'm going to look something up for you. KB2 BOR.
KB2 TIA WI2 LYP. How you doing, Steve?
Hey, Bill. Welcome back.
Thanks a lot. I was using that... my smartphone on Echolink to talk to the guys at night, and it worked out quite well. I was very pleased. I was out of San Diego.
Actually, that's not Echolink. I'll be on the top.
Canning to DKO. Call us. Are you getting this guy full scale down by you?
Well, you know, having the indoor antenna, I can't hear anybody full scale here. But you know, I get the repeater full scale, so you know, he covers. He doesn't cover Rocky, and I haven't heard him go over you. So, but he does. You know, he does go over receive.
That's something. Somebody with no life, I guess. I don't know, is he going to work? N1LU, WI2.
Yeah. WI2LYP, N1.
N1LU, WI2LYP, your buddy just blanked over the top of you, but good to hear you. I'm back on the block.
Okay. KB2 TIA Echo Link.
Connected KB2 TIA.
When did you get back, Bill?
All about 11. Hayden. Ten third. By the time I got home.
Call me on my cell.
WI2OYP, stand by.
Connected KD2DKO.
Okay then, KB2TIA, site half scale over here at my QTH, so at least an S6. On the AC meter. KD2DKO to Echo Link. Carlos, no problem. He's sounding good, pal.
Bill, call me on my cell.
You want another chocolate?
Did that voice sound familiar?
Danny.
That's a leak?
I got brownies for the fellas.
Well, it's obvious that the problem seems to be a drug addict who's a junkie who happens to be a gay, suppressed homosexual who's going on the air. So we're going to have to just, do something to find this guy and report him to the FCC that he's been doing illegal activities against the will of the people on this repeater who have paid membership and who are trying to communicate in ham fashion with the proper protocol. This is licensed KD2DKO. Over.
WI2OYB.
Yeah, go ahead, Bill. KD2BOR.
Sounds like an interesting night.
Yeah, I'm finding a lot of these statements a little interesting.
Well, in any case, what can you do? I got that, I got the pack.
Bill, call my cell phone.
Okay, will do.
Good morning, Charlie, if you can hear me.
Morning, Rocky.
All you want is another brownie.
Morning, Tom.
Good morning, Malcolm. By the way, good morning to you there, Charlie. KD2DKO.
Good morning, Carlos.
Ollie wants another brownie.
Speak up, Tom. Can't hear you.
Come on, Tom. Say what you always say. Yeah, QSL, QSL.
Funny, when he gets on the air, it's Tom, he's got nothing to say.
KD2BOR, KD2DKO, and N1LU. This is WI2LYP. I'm going to sign off. Enough fun for one evening. Too much flying. I got jet lag. So I'll pick yous up tomorrow. WI2LYP, say 73s. Good night.
73, Bill.
73, Bill, KB2, TIA.
I forgot you, Steve. Good night.
KB2, TIA, disconnected. KD2, DKO, disconnected.
I got brownie for all of my buddies.
Good, why don't you go OD on him?
So we found out he's got a voice besides a carrier.
On course, bam, repeat.
Is that you, John?
Yeah, Rocky, KG2BOR, this is the Dorsey, John.
Stuart, I heard Colos up there. KD2DKO, is that correct? That's the RCP.
N2RCP KD2DKO. Yeah, that's a roger down. I'm out here.
Long time no here. Yeah, I'm using 1-1 on my HT here. Cross band repeating, walking around my HT. Been doing that for a while. And I didn't mean to cut you off, Rocky. I see you, Rocky. And to I should be.
That's no problem, John. You didn't cut me off. Just wanted to say good morning. I thought I heard you there. 82, be warm.
Okay, very good. So how you doing there, Carlos? I'm here in the kitchen right now making a cup of coffee.
I'm doing good, John. I'm kind of curious, since I'm hitting the repeater, and, you know, sometimes there is... on the reverse, because I've got your full scale here. In fact, you sound so powerful on the reverse. Taking the signal over there to you.
Station. Cross banding with my HT using 1 watt.
Oh, okay. So how far away are you from your radio? You're using the what are you using, the Woshung for your for the HT?
I got brownies for all my buddies.
Borrowing from a friend of mine that I'm doing all the programming for him for his memory. Sure everything is correct. With him, we're doing all the programming.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I couldn't pick up any of that, John. It sounds like you were being stepped on by another John.
Somebody definitely by the, doing harm with interference on the repeater. It doesn't matter how much power you have, because, unless you talk, the reverse or simplex. That's where he can't harm you. But when there's a repeater involved, he's going to do it all the time. And it's going to be such a bad situation all the time.
Hey, well, I want you to know that I'm hitting the repeater now every time I hear you. So, you know, you don't have to worry about it. If you do the same thing, you'll hear me perfectly. This guy can never get through us because we're so close.
You're listening on the reverse. But if he's gone through the repeater, it's always going to cause harm. That's where the problem is.
All right, let's see if Charlie's out there. N1LU, KD2DKO, you out there, Charlie? I guess not. Let's see if Rocky's out there. KD2POR, KD2DKO.
I'm out here, Carlos. I just got back. I went to another repeater, was talking to a gentleman there. I keyed up to call for somebody, and this guy came back. We were talking for a couple minutes.
Oh, very good. I was just telling John that I can pick him up perfectly full scale here when I go on the reverse, so I don't have a problem hearing him at all.
Yeah, very good. All right, I'm going to take a standby. I don't know where everybody is right now, but KD2, VOR.
That's where the problem lies. When you deal with the repeater, it's going to screw everybody up. Either you're going to get go simplex, which nobody can do, where everybody's going to hear one another, or go to another repeater.
That's a roger. All right, I've got to do a couple of things over here. I'll be back in a few minutes, John, but... yeah, I'll be on the side. This is KD2DK. I'm going to be listening.
Okay, very good. And to worship it.
Carlos, are you still out here? KB2TIA.
Dave, he said he went to go do a few things, said he'd be back.
Actually, I want to message you, Steve. Read the message if you can.
Okay, I got a few of them rolling in. I 100% agree with you. I think you're absolutely right. You hit the nail on the head. In the sound of the voice and the words that the person chose to say.
They also like to flex their muscles, showing how much strength they have on hitting the repeater as strongly as they are.
I want some brownies.
I guess...
I got some brownies.
And we all know how much she loves to crossband repeat.
Wash them down with some cyanide.
Do you like some brownies?
147-315. Maybe this guy can't bother his ear. Have you ever tried it?
N1LU.
N1LU, KB2TIA.
A lot of traffic out here this morning. Let's see if Rocky's still in there. KD2BOR, N1LU.
We're still here. Good morning again, Charlie. I was on another repeater talking to a guy, Bruce. I think he knows you. You know who I'm talking about?
No, the brute name Bruce doesn't ring a bell.
Oh, okay. He knew of you. You know, I keyed up with your call sign. He goes, what are you looking for, Charlie? I said, yeah, I just figured maybe he switched up here.
Yeah, what's your repeat, 2 meter or 440?
2 meter.
Geez, I don't know. I don't know a guy named Bruce. Sure it wasn't Tom?
It was Bruce. Maybe he just heard us talking and was just sandbagging one day. Maybe that's how he knew your call and your name.
Yeah, okay. I'm surprised with the new call I get on the air if I hear somebody I haven't heard in a while. And I call him with the new call. He recognizes the voice, but the call throws him off.
Yeah, very good. It's one of those other ones that we go to sometimes. I think you know.
Did you put that other one in that I gave you the other day?
Not yet, Charlie. I'm going to do that over the weekend or do it this afternoon when I get home. I was busy putting the new doorbell in her house and everything that I had to pick up at Lowe's yesterday.
Okay, which Lowe's do you go to?
I went to the one in Jersey City.
Okay, there's one right near me on 17.
Yeah, she had to special order this doorbell, and she had to go to Jersey City because it's closer to me being in Kearney here.
Did you get hit hard with that storm yesterday?
Yes, we did.
We didn't do too bad. I think we were on the outskirts of it. Hey, you see that fire down in Seaside Park?
No, I didn't. What happened?
I don't know how it ended, or if it still ended, but about 19 stores down in Seaside Park caught on fire.
Oh, God. Just what they needed, them people down there. I'll have to put the news on later when I come back and check it out.
I'm wondering if it's Jewish lightning.
Oh, it is the end of the season, Charlie. It's not a bad point.
And they had a lousy summer.
I'm getting some of that, Charlie. What are you, in New Jersey yet?
No, I'm on the Piegan.
All right, I'm going to put it down. I'll be monitoring. KD2BOR.
I'll call you when I get in Jersey, N1LU.
I'll call you when I get the money making Manhasset.
As soon as you verify that's John, you let me know. I'm going to give out his address.
Very computer illiterate. He doesn't know that his picture's out there, and you could just make a Facebook page that says this is a criminal jammer in New York City.
I'm not going to even go to the FCC. I'm just going to go to the people he's been annoying. They'll beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, he's been accused in the past of doing that in Brooklyn, and there's still a lot of people looking for his head.
And I'll give out his work address, too. I might even call his work if he keeps his crap up.
So the brownies must have worked their way out.
Would you like some brownies?
Yeah, that's definitely John. I can tell from that voice.
Especially on the input here. I hear him clear as day.
You're an asshole, John. You're screwing yourself.
How so?
Drugs did it to him.
So he ate some of the brownies.
You know, it's past his snooze time at work.
Getting there.
Hey, Charlie, you want another brownie? Charlie, you want another brownie?
Hey, John, does your mom know what you're doing?
I'm glad you said that. I forgot. I got his phone number, too.
So do I.
Sounds like Mom's going to have a call.
What's another brownie?
You guys got to be drugged up.
Charlie, would you like a brownie, Charlie?
KC2HDR, how you doing?
Hey, we'll give his old pal Tony a call, see if he could talk some sense into him.
Now how I know it's John, because if it wasn't John, he'd come on and defend himself.
That plus the voice is a dead giveaway.
And the use of a certain vernacular.
Yeah, because you know if the real John wasn't doing this, he's listening. And certainly he doesn't want to be accused of it. But he's not coming on. That's interesting.
You confuse the names here. My name is John, and to us it be. Don't sound good when I keep hearing the name John.
Okay, well, we'll refer to the other John as John the Asshole. That way you know we're not talking about you.
Funny you hearing my name all the time.
Would you like a brownie? Would you like a chocolate cookie?
That's that now frequency that you talk to your other friend with the, what is it, 147315? They have that frequency?
99, gentlemen.
Need I say more? KB2TIA.
Yeah, I see what you're talking about.
I've got it. Look on the bright side, he saved a lot of gas money and a lot of direction finder equipment rentals.
It's not that much gas to 28th Avenue in Bayside.
What was that, Steve?
It's not that much, gas to go to 28th Avenue in Bayside.
Yeah, and you're pretty close to his work.
15 minutes. I'm having a little trouble with my brakes lately.
What's going on?
Caught that one, Steve.
The bike can stop.
You guys doubled, guy, Steve.
I just hope if I drive by, I can stop.
I'd make it a point to stop. Excuse me, I'm in Jersey now, so I shouldn't have any problem. Yeah, that's pretty much a dead giveaway, the voice and the fact that John's not getting on to defend himself. Because you know there's no way in hell that guy's not listening.
Let me see if I've got it. N1LUKB2DKO. Well, you know, there's a lot of things with this guy. He's very computer illiterate, which means that this is his life. And, you know, over what happened in the past, obviously, you know, feeling jilted, kind of like, you know, the obsession that he currently has is like somebody going through a divorce or a separation or something where they just need to come back. Okay, you know, he's got mental problems. It's obvious.
He's a pothead, that's why. Dreams of people throwing a rope up on his antennas and ripping them right off his roof.
Sorry, I missed that. I double-pushed accidentally there, Charlie. Can you repeat that?
Yeah, I said I have dreams of people throwing a rope up around his antennas and ripping them right off his roof. I didn't know where they're located. I can direct them. Clip his coax. He'll never get a connector on there.
Maybe a couple, half a dozen calls to mom from the people in this repeater might solve the issue, too.
Yeah, my phone's in my back seat, but when I get to work, I'm going to text one individual that really wants to get his hands on this guy, his address and his phone number.
I'd like to have his number also.
You got it.
You short the coax by pushing a straight pin through it. That way, when he transmits, he blows his TA.
Who was that?
Is that Paul, AC2T?
We used to do the old pin job on people's coax ourselves years ago.
Oops, I'm dating myself.
I think I am, too.
Yeah, he's either got the 2000 in the car, or he's cross-band repeating to it at his home QTH.
I know he's got a good location. I don't know if he could do that from the work QTH. I'm guessing he put it in his car like he said he was going to do.
Well, he always had problems with the HT in the shack, so he probably did move it to the car.
Now I'm glad he got screwed when he had his THF-6 fixed.
No, what I'm wondering, the other thing he could have done is went out and bought that that Kenwood, that Sky Command Kenwood. Be using that with his, I think if he's close enough to his house, he could probably use that. I'm not sure how that thing works, but I know it's with the 2000. He's talking about buying it.
I might get one of those calls tomorrow. Oh, I heard somebody sounded like me on the machine last night. Oh, I heard I was being talked about.
Yeah, then you know what you tell him? You say, why didn't you get on and defend yourself? If you're on the same time as the jammer, we'll be able to know if it's you or not. Well, his cam community friend has pretty much dwindled. I don't think there's anybody out there that's going to deal with this guy.
That's what always happens, Charlie. They do something wrong, and instead of dealing with the consequences... With a... And I'm going to head to bed. I'm really sorry. Technical failure. Technical difficulties. It blew some kind of fuse, and then... So I don't know. Outlets them. But my apologies, you know. I tested everything this afternoon and it was fine. So KB2 TIA, 73 to wall.
73, Steve. Talk to you later. KB2TIA N1LU Mobile. Good rock.
73, Steve. KD2VOR. Go ahead, Carlos.
73, Steve. You have a good one.
Yeah, I'm over here in Munaki. Full scale on the input. Stopped at a light, full scale.
I got him the same way over here since this has been going on.
Seriously, somebody needs to go to his house and talk to his mother. That'll put him to, you know, that'll put him in his place.
Charlie, when you bark, don't forget to text me that number.
Yeah, I'm about 5 minutes away from work.
Yeah, what time are you going up to see Bill today?
Right after I get out of here. Hopefully it'll be an early day.
Yeah, I made a haircut appointment. I would have got out of here and took a ride up to Riverdale to do something different, but I got a haircut appointment at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, you should do like me. I do my own.
As long as it is right now, Charlie, I almost thought about it in the last 2 days, as hot as it was.
You have long hair as a youngster?
Yeah, I was a little bit of rebelling. Well, my father always made me get a haircut every 2 weeks. We couldn't have long hair, especially when the Beetlejuice and everything came in. And when my mother threw out my old man at 69, the next haircut I got was in 1975.
You might at least just save some money. I'll have to send you a picture of me. I don't know if you've seen it. No, you probably haven't seen it. When I was about, I guess, 16 or 17, I had an afro.
Oh, man, that one you have to send me. I'd like to see that because I've seen your dome now.
Have you seen that one, Carlos? It's on Facebook.
Can you miss it? Yeah, I think my favorite is the one where you look like Mork, and you've got, were you petting a tiger, was it?
That was a baby lion.
Yeah, that's a great one. You should, you know, at the very least, just give him your Facebook page so he can see your pictures. They're all on there.
Yeah, I told him to join Facebook, but I guess he doesn't want to or whatever. Right, Rock?
I told you, it's the girlfriend's the problem. She hates Facebook. She wants nothing to do with it.
A lot of people are like that. You either love them or hate them.
Guys, I'm going to go out to the mobile. I'll catch you from there. KD2VOR.
Very good. I'll text you that. You want me to text? Yeah, I'll text it to your phone.
This way I can just put it in the phone right away.
No, what I'm going to do, I'm going to text the cell phone, the number, the house phone, to your cell phone, his address. I took a photograph of where I wrote it down. And I'll text that, or I'll send that photograph to an email to your computer so you can see it better.
Hey, very good. Thanks, Charlie. All right, we'll catch you guys in the mobile, KD2VOR.
Hey, very good. N1LU Mobile.
You know, I remember just, you know, from the short time that I did talk to him, that he was very secretive about his address. At some point I asked him, you know, if he wasn't concerned that QRZ would post the addresses, and he was like, oh, no, my address is on there, or whatever. So and you can tell these people, you know, he's obviously got serious problems here, you know. Somebody should, you know, take him to a drug addict meeting or something, but he's got serious problems. People don't do this, you know.
Yeah, well, that should have been a red light. Yeah, he did the same thing to me. Oh, don't ever give out my address. So obviously he was hiding something, and, you know, I know that he knew people knew he was the jammer. So he's not going to be too happy in a little while. Let me jump in the back seat, grab my cell phone.
As small as that car is, I want to see you jumping in that back seat, KD2VOR.
Oh, it's nice having four doors. With the Honda, I only had two, so it was a real drag getting stuff out of the back seat. But now with the four doors, I feel like a big shot.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot you got a four-door car now.
Oh, well. Where's John? We haven't heard from him. All right. His number's on its way to you, Rocky. Okie doke. I'm going to send you his address. Okay. I can't believe it. He used to act so nice before you were on in the morning. Sometimes when he was at work on the HT, he'd be calling me, buddy, buddy, pal, pal. I got his buddy, buddy, pal, pal. All right, just sent you his address. Okay, I'll get that when I get back to work. KD2, BOR for ID. And let me just send this to one more person. I got a few rain sprinkles over here in Kearney. Alrighty. That chore is done. KD2 BOR N1LU. Stationary mobile. Yeah, very good. How did that go yesterday when you talked to that other boss or whatever about that situation you had at work? Was it all straightened out, or what happened with that? Yeah, it was all straightened out. Pretty much nothing happened. Slap on the wrist. That's good. It just keeps peace at the work, you know, work area. Yeah, I'm looking forward to permanent peace when I retire in 6 years. KD2 BOR. Don bought, I don't know if you heard, Don bought a Yaesu FT8900 yesterday. Oh, nice to be single with money. Well, he said he paid off all his stuff on his credit card that he's been buying the past 6 months or whatever when he was buying the antenna tuner. You know, it is, he said all this is on standby and on call and doing, going to treat himself again. Yeah, it's a nice radio. I wouldn't mind owning that myself.
Brownies. I think Mama John is going to be getting a call soon.
Think this guy would give up by now.
He's obviously stoned.
And that's what I said before. He's gotta be. Alright, I think on that note I'm gonna head inside so I can get the heck out of here pretty early. Rocky, good talking to you, Carlos. Have a great day, guys. Catch you all later on. KD2 BOR, KD2 DKO. This is N1LU. 73, Charlie. Have a good day. And over to you, Carlos.
73, Steve. Charlie, have a good day. Rocky, I'll be giving you a call in about an hour, and what's his face out there? Get a light.
Don't you like the brownies?
Very good, Carlos. I'll talk to you on the phone later on. I'll be still monitoring in the mobile. KD2 BOR.
Rocky, would you like some brownies?
You know, this guy's got one brain cell left, and all it is just to sell brownies.
He must think I'm kidding about giving his address out. I tell you, I don't think he knows how big I am. And I'm going to keep this calm. Why don't you just take a nice ride to Kearney and bring the brownies to me?
Any what you like.
Not worth wasting my breath. KD2 BOR Mobile. Obviously, he's a chicken shit, and that's why you don't hear his voice good.
Don't care how big you are. The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Aw, man, you gotta get a life, you know. We're not 5-7 years old anymore. KD2 BOR. Yeah, he's so tough, that's why he's hiding behind a microphone.
Well, I'm waiting for you to come over here.
All right, 73, guys, take care. I gotta get inside. I got a job to do. N1LU, clear. Clear, guys, so...
like some more brownies.
question. Did your mother drop you on your head? Carlos, you're right. This guy's got to be stoned.
Yeah, Johnny, and have your mother mail it to us when we call her tomorrow.
I'm calling when I get back to work.
And what are you going to tell her?
RCB, 82 BOR.
Did you come back for some brownies?
This is in for Western 3, turning to you, 82 BOR, Rocky. What's up?
Not much. We didn't hear from you. I called the city call before to see if you were still there. We're just wondering if you're still out there.
Rocky, is your name?
Yeah, I'm still here. It's just that, the situation here is a bad problem, and just don't like to speak when there's people out there that are not supposed to be here in the first place and carrying on. It's just depressing.
Yes, I know what you mean.
Okay, I got some brownies for you.
And the worst thing to do is start to communicate with them. The worst thing, just don't say nothing at all. Because the more you say, that's how he gets his nuts off. So, just have to completely ignore the situation and not come back to him at all. He's a complete idiot. It's hard to try to stop doing this because he keeps coming back when you can't talk to him, because then he knows he's getting through the radio and he's going to continue doing so.
Yeah, I hear you, John. 82 BOR for ID. Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
Okay, I got some brownies.
That was pretty good. That's why I was quiet for a while. So everybody should somehow try to get another repeater where everybody can communicate on, where you can't bother it. And just try it out. Not saying that never come back here again. No, that's ridiculous. But the chances are something like that should be done.
Name's Rocky Balboa.
Hey, John, but I shouldn't see why we should have to move. I'm not moving. I'm not going to do it. I like this repeater, and I'm going to stay here.
Oh, I agree with that. Nothing wrong, you know. It's just the point to make it hard for us to engage. To put a-holes out there like that and be in a situation where it's hard for everybody to communicate and it's stupid. I mean, just check out another repeater. Like I suggested, the 147-315 machine up. I don't know if you got that in memory there. Staten Island repeater. He might not be able to screw that one up. I mean, it's just worth the try, just the heck of it. But no, ain't gonna stay away from this frequency. No, no reason for that.
I never put that one in my radio yet. I got to jot that one down today. I'll look it up on the internet. I got another one I got to put in that Charlie gave me the other day. I've written down on a card. card in my pocket. And I got to look up that other one today when I get back to the shop.
I'm everywhere.
Yeah, very good. And to where's the team with KD2BOY for a day? Well, Charlie already has a frequency. He used to talk to somebody on that frequency. So he already has that in his radio. So I was just curious whether it would be good for you, because Charlie already has it, and I'm sure probably Carlos probably does too.
Very good, John. All right, I'm at my destination, let me say 73. Carlos, if you're still monitoring, 73. 82 VOR Mobile.
Try it.
Okay, Rocky. Be good, take care, and to RCK. Call us, KD2, DK, are you still there?
That's right, beat it. Get off my frequency.
Yeah, I'm still here, John. How's it going? A good John. Into CC KD2D.
Yeah, very good. I just heard this comment out there. Nowhere land, that causes interference. Let's come back.
John, I was like messing back and forth with the reverse button because I've got you full scale, so, you know, this idiot can't get over you.
Yeah, I'm saying this is so much chaos in this frequency. It doesn't place where no way it could bother us. VHF calling frequency.
Okay, sure. Yeah, let me do that. But let me keep it monitoring in case Rocky comes back.
Well, I'll do the same. I could do the same thing. It's true dual band, so I can hear both.
I'll meet you over there.
This is KD2DKO.
Yeah, that sounds good.
just ignore them there, Carlos. Don't say nothing back. Just continue. That's how he gets his nuts off.
Thank you.
Ben to worship you here, yeah? Any sandbaggers out there? But that WA2ZOZ. Don, you out there? How about WI2LYP? Bill, you out there on Tour CP?
Now he has a voice.